This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to nicknames. Dear nicknames, seriously? So, nicknames can be used to express affection, amusement, or my favorite, defamation of character. Now, you might think I'm going to make fun of Cowhead or Spanish. I'm not. That's different. Those are more like stage names, like Sting or Jelly Roll. I'm talking about people that aren't in the entertainment business. Like a guy that works at Circle K that goes by Viking Dave. Let me use that in a sentence so you can get context. Hey, Viking Dave, when you're done restocking the sodas, go clean the toilet. Somebody had diarrhea and really painted the bowl again. I love whenever people introduce themselves and let you know what their nickname is. My name's Charlie, but everybody calls me Hambone. I don't think so, Hambone. Nicknames are a great way to insult someone, too. All you have to do is say something about the person or what they're wearing. If someone's being annoying and they have weird hair, you can just say something like, hey, take it easy, haircut. Cool nicknames are hard to come by. Sure, Slash is cool if you're a super famous, awesome guitarist, but Slash ain't so cool when he works at your kid's school cafeteria. No, Saul, I'm not calling you Slash. J-Lo, Lady Gaga, Magic Johnson, all cool if you're famous. Some cool nicknames, no matter how famous you are, they're still cool. Sinatra being called Old Blue Eyes or the chairman of the board, or General Patton being called Old Blood and Guts. If Old Blood and Guts works at Home Depot, I am not messing with that dude. We in this room have a lot of nicknames for people, and I'll tell you right now, it usually ain't good. Shoulders, George Washington, stinky pantyhose feet. These are not nicknames that you want bestowed on you. The last thing you want is a nickname that is derogatory that sticks with you for the rest of your life. Just ask Rapey Steve. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter to nicknames.
Who were some of the ones you had?
Shoulders.
Okay.
George Washington.
Yeah.
Stinky pantyhose feet?
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.